他说你们中国境内的用户做好半年之内呢。
He said that users in China should do it within 6 months.
哪怕你们用任何手段都无法用 Cloud, Gemini, GPT, 特别是 Cloud 的心理准备。
No matter what means you use, you cannot use Cloud, Gemini, GPT, especially Cloud's psychological preparation.
我操，不知道他是不是在吓我啊。
I don't know if he's trying to scare me.
最后一顿饭跟 Cloud 之前的一个华人帖子终于约上了。
I finally managed to meet up with someone I previously saw in a Chinese language post on Cloud.
我就问他几个问题啊。
I just asked him a few questions.
我觉得值得记录一下。
I deserve to record it.
第一个我就问他。
I asked him the first time.
为什么你们家这么泛华？
Why is your family so pro-China?
他说英语创始人就是一个想要把 AI 关在笼子里面的一个所谓的和 AI 降临派不一样的一个人类。
He said that the founder of English is a so-called human who wants to keep AI in a cage, unlike the AI doomsday people.
他连川普都要逗。
He even made Trump laugh.
怎么可能让中国人好用呢？
How can I make Chinese speakers use it?
他觉得 AI 必然面临中美极端脱钩。
He believes that AI will inevitably face extreme decoupling between the US and China.
他就是中美极端脱钩的一个先行军。
He is a pioneer of extreme decoupling between China and the US.Second,
我就问他。
I asked him.
那为什么我们自己买的不是中国的账号也会被封？
Why would we buy accounts from China and still get banned?
他说这里有一个产业链。
He said that there is a chain of industry.
大部分闲鱼卖家卖的 Cloud 账号来自于非洲。
Most of the Cloud accounts sold by sellers on Zioneer come from Africa.
那这个非洲的账号有两个问题。
There are two problems with this African account.
第一个问题是，有一些账号的价格是有价差的。
The first question is that some accounts have price differences.
你把同一个地区的账号放在了另外一个地区来用。
You use the same account in different regions.
这本来就是符合他的这样一个反垃圾机制的。
This is actually in line with his anti-spam mechanism.
另外还有一个问题就是一号多用问题特别明显。
Another problem is that the number one is used excessively.
最后我就问他 ,Cloud, Cloud Code, Codex, GPT, 还有 Gemini, 你们自己作为大厂员工的
Finally, I asked him about the Cloud Club Code Codex GPT and also asked you as employees of a large company,
特别是硅谷七子妹的人
especially the Silicon Valley character. Well,
到底谁的使用率更高?
Who is more popular?
他明确地跟我说
He clearly told me.
就是 Cloud.Even Google 的很多很多员工都会用 Cloud.
Even many employees of Cloud, including Google, use Cloud.
我就问他为啥。
I asked him why.
他说
He said,
每一个大模型的创始人的审美气质以及他的价值观决定了他自己一开始给予大家呈现的这样一个状态。
The aesthetic sensibilities and values of each founder of a large model determine the initial state presented to everyone.
Cloud 就是用来作为生产力工具的。
Cloud is used as a productivity tool.
由于它的生产力工具的输出效率。
Due to the output efficiency of its production tools,
审美特别特别适合知识经济从业者。
Aesthetic is particularly suitable for people working in the knowledge economy.
就是知识工作者啊。
That's a knowledge worker.
大厂的像我们这样 IP 都是
Our company's IP is like ours.
所以说当越来越多人使用
So as more and more people use it,
它就会产生一种规模效应和网络效应。
This will create economies of scale and network effects.
AI 大模型的规模效应就是越多人使用。
The scale effect of large AI models is that the more people use them,
他就会越来越懂这个人群对应的最佳实践。
It will become increasingly familiar with the best practices for this particular group.
所以说你不是在用 cloud。
So, you're not using cloud.
是 cloud 在用你。
Is cloud using you?
你越用它。
The more you use it.
它就越聪明。
He became more and more intelligent.
因为所有人在共同的锤炼它。
Because everyone is working on it together.
你以为你他妈在蒸馏它呢。
You think you're distilling it up.
是他在蒸馏。
It is him who is distilling.
你，什么叫做网络效应？
What is the network effect?
就是一窝蜂的人用了之后，
A swarm of people used it.
大部分人在，我操，太牛逼了 ，Cloud!
Most people are using my awesome cloud.
那其他人都是因为 formal.
The others were all formal.
他就不能不用了呀。
He can't use it anymore.
他不能不用，越 formal.
He can't be too formal.
越用，他一拥而至。
The crowd rushed forward.
所以说就越来越多人在被 cloud 蒸馏。
Therefore, more and more people are being cloud distilled.
于是 cloud 就会越来越好用。
Therefore, cloud will become more and more useful.
他预计 cloud 会一骑绝尘，成为大模型。
He expects cloud to dominate and become the leading model.
御三家 top one.
Tap one, tap two, tap three.
太可怕了。
It's terrible.
太可怕了。
It's so scary.
替代方案是什么？
What are the alternatives?
兄弟们，
Brothers,
我建了一个 cloud 成瘾群啊。
I created a cloud addiction group.
Cloud 200美金以上的 max 进。
Cloud over $200 max 7.